Good day, this is Paige Estrotori, coming to you on behalf of Financial Services Online with the weekly Financial Services News Wrap, dated Sunday, February 18th, 2024. We start by glancing at the increasingly important world of artificial intelligence as the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or simply ASIC, continues to make strides in consumer protection. With AI developing at a pace faster than ever, ASIC's chair Joe Longo has taken a firm stand, highlighting a pressing need for clear policies and robust safeguards. These are expected to counterbalance any potential biases, encourage transparency, and ensure fair practices as we harness the power of AI in industries, especially financial services. It's important to note that some have been accused of misusing AI, taking instances from insurance pricing as an example. The government is moving forward with efforts to develop an ethical framework that addresses data security and privacy challenges, and one that can potentially boost Australia's GDP significantly by 2030. Turning our attention to superfunds, a study by the SMSF Association and University of Adelaide reveals that self-managed superfunds, commonly known as SMSFs, have shown tenacity amidst fiscal adversities during the last financial year. Outperforming their APRA-regulated peers, SMSFs have demonstrated minimal investment losses and have kept their returns in positive territory. The success of SMSFs comes from a strategic focus on domestic equity investments, underpinned by a defensive asset allocation approach. A note for investors, the benefits of seeking professional financial advice have been underscored in this study, proving the effectiveness of expert guidance during economic downtrends. Let's move on to some concerns in the insurance sector. The Insurance Council of Australia has rung alarm bells about the growing menace of deceptive claim handlers. These firms have raised eyebrows by posing as insurers, causing confusion among consumers, and unfortunately, leading to prolonged claim times and possibly escalating premiums. Adding to the brunt faced by customers, these firms often initiate legal actions without the client's consent, piling up inflated charges and setting the stage for legal complications. This troubling scenario underscores the urgent need for tighter regulations and calls for watchfulness from advertisement platforms. ASIC has already initiated discussions on how to stem these malpractices, succeeding previous regulatory crackdowns on misleading practices in the sector. In the face of rising retail prices, Aussie parents appear to be adopting a tactical approach. Statistics show a notable 73% uptick in applications for interest-free loans to cover school expenses when compared to the numbers from 2018. Financial partners, NAB and Good Shepherd, aim to alleviate some of this stress, offering up to $640,000 in loans for essentials like uniforms and school tech tools. Although the loans come with no hidden charges or interest, financial pundits call for caution, reminding families to be mindful of home loan rate variance. So remember, as we edge near the end of low rates, select your lender wisely. That wraps up this week's news update from Financial Services Online. To keep up with the latest information on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off. Stay informed and make savvy financial choices. Australia.